Okay. So I am here to talk about dogs. Why I think they are so wonderful. Come here. Come here, you. Yeah, you. So I have my dog Teddy here, and Teddy is, oh my gosh. He's just he's a very quiet and calm dog. And it just feels good to be around him. Come here.
Come on. Come here. Yeah.
And just like relaxing with him and just doing everything that I can possibly with him. It's just the best thing, like literally, like especially when this whole quarantine thing happened and whole social distancing and all that, he really became my friend, my best friend. And I've had him for 2 years. Over 2 years. Well, like 2.5. Because I got him in March of 2018. And, well, and he was 8 weeks, I believe. 9 weeks, something like that. Because he was born, he's actually, I forgot what day in March I got him, but he was born in February, the day after Valentine's Day. And it's just so great to have him around me whenever. And also, like, you know, dogs are a commitment to take care of. Like, you got to be committed to taking care of them. And I love taking care of him. And he's just a pleasure to be around. And he is fantastic. The pain is the puppy stages. The puppy stages are always the pain. Let me tell you. Because the teething, the running around like crazy, oh my gosh, like, like 2 weeks ago, I had to babysit my dog sit my brother's dogs, and one of them is a puppy, and it's like, oh my gosh. Like, that puppy, like, I had a bag open, and it just ran, went through it, and took stuff out, and I was, like, chasing after the dog, because the dog had, like, something in his mouth that was mine, and I was running after him for like 10 minutes trying to get it. He was playing hide and seek with me. And it's like, oh gosh, I enjoy my dog. That's him sneezing. That's my dog. Meow. Mm. And what's also a pain about the puppy stage? Oh, yeah, the potty training. Well, house training. That's a pain. That's really a pain. And it's just like, you just feel frustrated, like, because it can be a really long time for them to understand that they really shouldn't, they really shouldn't be going in the house. And it could be hard for them to understand at first, and then they pick it up like a year and a half. As a puppies, they do. And yeah. So I know you cannot see Teddy, but Teddy is a my dog Teddy is a Cavachon, which he is a Cavalier / Bichon. Now Bichons are one of the most smartest dog breeds. And I do have to say, I feel like he is very smart. He is very understanding of every situation that I'm going through. Like, he just listens, and he's just a joy to be around. Like, sit. And, oh my God. Out of all the places you go to sit on my... my phone. yeah, he is just amazing. And I'm really thankful to have him, especially during this whole COVID pandemic. It just relieves my fears. Like, there's, like, you know, with all this going on, there's so much causing so much overreaction. And, you know, you just got to get these simple steps. The simple steps are, in public, to wear your face mask and stay 6 feet apart. But then, you know. Well, just hearing it on the news constantly about COVID, it just creates so much, like, I understand that some people don't take it serious, which they need to, but, you know, for the people who do take it serious, like me, because I cannot risk getting anybody in my house sick. It's not worth it for me. Because just wearing a face mask solves it, but just staying 6 feet apart also solves it. And just being very careful. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little distracted by my dog. He's just stretching and just hitting me with his paws, and it's just like, he was doing that earlier to me. I was on my phone, just laying down on the floor with him, and he was like hitting my phone. He was like, get off the phone, I need attention. And it's just funny. You need to get... He was just laying on his bed, and I was just laying on... Like, I was just sitting there right beside him, and he was, like, literally hitting my phone, just like, get off your phone. Get off your phone. Give me attention. And dogs are a fantastic thing to exist. Dogs are amazing. Teddy, you're amazing. Yes. You're such a good boy. You're such a good boy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're such a good boy. But they require a lot of attention. But yeah, they require a lot of attention, but they're not usually like, unless your dog has like anxiety issues and all that, they're not gonna be annoying. They're gonna sleep a lot and like I'm used to. My dog just likes to sleep a lot. He's just getting up right now to just stretch around and all that, and just wants a little bit of attention. All he just does is go right in his bed and just sleeps. But dogs with anxiety, yeah, they're gonna bark a lot. Just if yeah. Because my brother has one, and it's just, I'm like, shut up. Like, I had the dog sit, and I had to sleep over his house, well, his apartment, and that dog would not stop barking, and it kept me up till like 3 a.m. in the morning. I was like, what the hell? And it's just like, can you just shut up. And well, he had his anxiety medication. The crazy thing is about that dog has the same name as my dog, but it's a different breed. It's a Maltese, a little bit smaller, and it's a Maltese. Mine is a Cavachon, which is a half King James Cavalier and half Bichon. And I was like, it was just constantly bark at night. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know how you put up with this dog. And it's like, ugh. And then they have another dog. And when the other dog, when their teddy starts barking, the other dog goes off barking as well, which makes it 10 times more worse and louder. And it's like, I'm like, how do you sleep with this? It's like, oh my gosh. But it's they actually like to sit down on the couch, and it's like, it's just like they're quiet when they sit down on the couch with me. But it's like, how do you put up with the barking? It's like, ugh. But I'm gonna actually end it soon. But dogs can be. Mine is a very quiet doggy. Doesn't like to be too barky. And it's like, when I would have my dog meet their dog, like, we tried a few times and that did not go well. My dog literally had his mouth in their teddy's neck because it just did not shut up. We felt like with all due like respect, because they know how loud that dog can be and how much of a pain. But you know, once you have that dog, you know, if like really, once anyone has a dog that they get from like a breeder, so it's just a waste of money to just put it in the shelter. And you know, you gotta just love it, no matter what. You just gotta give love, cause like, dogs go through almost the same things that humans do. Like, there are dogs with like autism and all that, and you just gotta love them no matter what, actually, because some of them, they just go through hard times, just like we humans go through hard times. And some of us humans are diagnosed with something that we have a hard time with. And it's like, you just gotta be accepting and just love and respect anybody who's has like a issue or has been diagnosed with anything. You just gotta, like, even a dog, you just gotta be nice. You just gotta, you know, with a dog, you gotta set some rules, but, like, with dogs, like, anxiety and all that, you're not really training them. You just gotta keep them calm. Why are you... Alright, well... I am going to go and I hope you guys have a wonderful day or night, whatever time it is that you are listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and I hope you guys listen to many more podcasts that are going to come, even my recents too. And thank you for listening.